Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer with you from PNC Studios at Hallis Hall. We're looking at what's happened so far and what's going to happen in week three of the preseason on Sunday at noon in Nashville. We'll get to that in a moment. But so far, in terms of what's transpired, from my perspective, big time, I love what the secondary's doing, and I love what the front seven is doing, and I love what certain aspects of the offense is doing, particularly Tariq Cohen in the run game.
Right. Defensively speaking, five rushing first downs in the last two games. Nice intermix of talent in the defensive backfield that's playing well. Jonathan Bullard stepping up to the plate and acting like his draft position that they brought him in here for. Yeah, there is a lot of bright spots out there, defensively speaking. And then on the offensive side of the ball, you like to see the competitiveness. You like to see the intermix of talent and the offensive line because they got to find some depth. You like Tariq Cohen. The guy's lighting up the league. If you go back and you talk to people around the NFL, that's the first guy they want to talk about. So it is exciting.
Let's stop right there because it's the finishing of the runs. That's number one. It's the breaking of the tackles. It's that spin move where he's bouncing off tackles. I used the term before, the contact balance. 7 yards of carry in that first quarter.
You know, it's interesting what type of person you talk about. Are you talking about a person from the defensive side of the ball or the offensive side of the ball? The offensive side of the ball, the people want to talk about his explosiveness, his decision-making, and his thinking in terms of where the hole is going to open up. You talk to a defensive person, they want to talk about how insecure he makes you. If you overrun the point of attack, he's going to cut it back and he's going to make you miss. He's got the speed to get around the corner and he's a tough target to tackle.
And then there's Eddie Jackson on the back end. Be interested to watch him play as well on Sunday against Tennessee and Marcus Mariota for different reasons, both the run and pass option that he has in the mix. But he's really elevating his game. He almost made a miraculous one-handed interception in that game.
You know what it is? You admire his anticipation of the flight of the football because that's what safeties have to do. It's not necessarily having a safety one-on-one coverage like a cornerback. It's like they have to read as soon as the ball is snapped. And if the ball is going to go long in the middle of the flight, they have to intercept the path of the football. That was a neat play that he made in the end zone. And if he would have came up with the catch, it would have been, you know, maybe for a highlight reel for the season.
Oh, yeah, no question. Let's start breaking down this Tennessee team. A playoff team, maybe. They really made a big jump last year to 9 wins, and they've fortified their secondary. They got the number 2 rush defense a year ago and still very strong. So it'll be a challenge to run against.
Right, and they play multiple fronts. I think that's why communication is going to be of the utmost importance this week. The circumstances are going to be difficult. Noon start in Tennessee, it's going to be hot. So you have to make sure that everybody's on the same page every time you come to the line of scrimmage. But, man, watch Marcus Mariota. This guy's coming alive. Mm. He could be one of the better cornerbacks in the league this year.
Brilliant in the red zone. It's a good football team.
Right, but, you know, they use that term, dress rehearsal. You never know what you're going to see.
You know, just remember, everybody, he hates it, but he said it. You said it, not me.
But the reps are important. So, I mean, just thinking you're not going to see some of these guys, I think – everybody that's healthy is going to play.
And we made it through without talking about the Bears quarterbacks. Mike Lennon, Mark Sanchez, Mitchell Trubisky. We'll see him on Sunday. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching.